Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and if you listen really, really, really carefully outside, you may hear a bird. Nothing else is growing. Winter is upon us in New England. As we head into February, the snow is on the ground. You may or may not see any grass in your yard or your neighbor's yard, but that doesn't mean we can't think about spring, people. The garden show, the time to get out and enjoy New England's only major flower exhibition and show with 150,000 square feet, landscapes, floral gardens, seminars, demonstrations, all the fun stuff, the Federated Garden Club of Connecticut. There's a lot of things going on, and we're going to get into that with Christy Gonzalez. Christy is the head planter, the head pot person there at the garden show, running around and making it all happen. Christy, thank you for joining me this morning as usual.
Well, thank you for having me. Spring is right around the corner.
It is. We're getting close. You know, everyone's looking at the calendar, trying to tick away the days to spring. But you got to look a little bit earlier. Thursday, February 19th through Sunday, February 22nd, at the Convention Center in downtown Hartford, it's the Flower and Garden Show. Christy, like, give us a... Let's put some spring into people's steps. No pun intended, but pun intended also. What can people expect this year for the 44th annual?
Well, always it's spring in full bloom, spring in February. We have hundreds of folks that work so hard to make that happen. When you walk into the convention center, you're just overwhelmed with the smell of spring, with all the mulch, hearing the water falls and the water gardens there. It just really tickles you to be ready to purchase and plant and get ready for the gardening this season.
And that's one of the cool things. I love going. We've always gone as a family, me, my wife, and three kids, or the wife and I. She'll get mad at me if I said it the wrong way. That it's nice. You can just kind of walk around, but then there's, you know, the little benches and the displays. You can kind of, you can just sit and dream of warmer times.
It is true, and we see thousands of people that really just come in. Even the senior centers, they bring busloads, and it's great for these folks just to sit and enjoy. Even if they're not avid gardeners, it's just nice to be warm and to look at the flowers, smell the flowers, hear the sounds. It's just wonderful.
So we're about 2.5-3 weeks out. When do you start getting, you know, the trucks and to come in with the mulch and the stonework and stuff like that? Like, where are we in the evolution of transforming the convention center to springtime?
We will be about 13 days away. We start on February 13th on that Friday. We have 300 cubic yards of mulch, 3,000 square feet of sod, forklifts, payloaders, all that gets delivered. And then the landscape gardens, which we have 23 this year, several will be interactive. They start on Saturday the 14th. So we'll all spend our Valentine's Day together getting ready for the show.
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, there's going to be tulips and roses. So there's no, there's no better place I could guess than if you love gardening and flowers, spending your Valentine's Day, getting it ready for that weekend.
It's almost like all the landscapers that I've worked with for so many years that work so hard. I always call them my flower show family because we do spend a lot of time together through these few weeks. And they just do an amazing job. They are so creative, and it's always a joy to see what they bring to the public, and not only for their own business purposes to generate some leads, but they enjoy it. And, you know, there's just a great friendly competition through the landscapes, and it's really a lot of fun.
And, you know, one of the things a lot of people look for is the different themes or layouts of the Federated Garden Club. I don't want to give it all away, but what's the little bit of the theme if people are interested this year?
This year, the theme is a storybook garden, and the Federated Garden Clubs, just listening to the chairperson yesterday, they have Little Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, just tons of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So I'm kind of interested to see what all these design and horticulture exhibits will entail. They are also very creative. I have to be honest, most of the time I don't understand their interpretations, but if you're really into the design and horticulture portion of it, they have a full schedule and it makes a lot of sense. And we're just thankful for all the volunteers that put all their energy into making such a wonderful event.
Well, it's like, you know, fancy art. It's in the eye of the beholder. So it's always up to interpretation. Like, you know, you said Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. I'm like, I can just throw seven gnomes on the front lawn right now and I'm done. Like, it's all Snow White.
Well, Von Ees, who's the chairperson of the Federated Garden Clubs this year, one of the entries or one of the categories is Jack and the Beanstalk. She's like, we don't know how tall the beanstalk's going to be. The sky's the limit. How tall is the ceiling in the convention center? I said, well, I guess we'll find out.
That could be an interesting one. I like that. It's always those little things that, you know, every year we go to find those little hidden treasures. You know, it's so cool to just walk. And you gotta, we've done it many times. It's like you walk through the first time. I don't want to say you're in a rush, but it's kind of like that we're going to overview everything. And then you go back a second time. And then you really start to pay attention because, oh, I want to get that. And I want to get this. But I don't want to carry it around for the next 4.5 hours. So we got to go back and get that. We've gotten Venus flytraps in the past. I've gotten hummingbird feeders, spices and the rubs, all those things throughout the convention center. It's a multiple lap event.
Right. Or multiple day. I have many that come from Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey. All these women take a bus and they come up and they make a girls' weekend out of it. And it's nice to see they're generating revenue for the city, for the convention center, for our exhibitors. And you can just watch them. They'll sit and have a glass of wine and they pull out their purchases out of their bags and then they're pointing to where they got it and they pull up the show program and look at the map. It brings me joy.
Oh, that's definitely cool. I mean, it's something you can go and it relieves the stress of the cold and frigid temperatures we've had outside. And, you know, one of the cool things is it's a hands-on event. Like, you know, you can grab the plants that you're looking to purchase. You can ask the questions of the gardeners and whoever set up those displays, if it's handmade items or I think it was last year I got in a car air freshener for my car with like a little oil thing and just to hang it. It smelled amazing, but the girl makes them by hand and just to talk to her in her process. That's one of the coolest things about any of these shows, that you can talk to the people that A, have put their life and blood and tears and sweat into making or growing that crop. Because one of the things, I was actually talking to my wife about it the other day when we went to the store. They had a little, you know, section of like potted herbs. I was like, we really need to grow like scallions at home or green onion because we use those way more than probably average person. I'm like, I got to figure out how to grow some scallions inside this year.
Well, come on down to the flower show. I'm sure we'll find somebody that can help you.
I'm sure there'll be someone there.
That's one of the nice things about our event as well. We're all small family businesses. and they are just passionate about.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly! Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Educating, keeping the environment healthy, the pollinators. There's just so much education there, and they thrive on sharing their knowledge with the general public. So whether you're a novice or an experienced gardener, there's always something that you can take away from the event.
And that's one of the cool things too, is it's an educational event. The list, I'm looking at the list of speakers and topics. It's anything from mushrooms to, you know, How I Ditched My Front Lawn and Other Special Housescape Projects by George Tresemia.
Yes.
Yep. And then, I mean, there's the crazy man who everyone will remember. They had a show here on, you know, WTIC, Len Giddix, Growing Garlic, and another on It's All Greek to Me. So if you're going to find Len, he may smell like garlic a little bit, but that's okay. We'll keep the vampires away.
He might be able to teach you how to grow your scallions.
Exactly. So it's those things, you can find these people and look at the, you know, list of speakers and seminars and understand that the growing season is like, that's one thing I think that most people don't understand that are getting into gardening, is the growing season isn't from May to September, October. It's a year-round thing if you're doing, you know, garden maintenance, or you can, when do you start your seeds if you want to grow a vegetable or plant from seeds? When do I start them? How long does it take? What should I start them in? These are the questions, and these are the places you go, and these people have the answers for that, Christy.
Right. And so the timing of the Flower and Garden Show works because February, end of January, February is a perfect time to start your seeds. And getting your soil, unfortunately, usually you contest soil, but I don't think anybody's going to get into their garden to bring us half a cup this year.
They're going to probably, unfortunately, be the boredest group there.
But if you happen to find a little patch and you can get some soil, UConn usually will, you know, test that for you. But it's really, I have a great lineup of speakers with all the latest trends this year. And as you're mentioning, Len, when you say it's all Greek to me, that is stemming from the Latin names of the plants and how to figure out which varieties will grow. And so that's going to be he's always a great entertaining speaker. We also have Doug Talamay, who just released a new book, How Can I Help Saving Nature with Your Yard? That's using native plants, increasing pollinators. Another cool seminar that we're going to have on Saturday afternoon, we have Nancy DeBrule Clemente dueling it out with floral arranging with Nancy Ballack McKinnon of Ballack's Garden Center, two really well-known women in the industry, very entertaining, and both very, very educated. So they're a lot of fun, and I'm excited for that. I wish I could attend, but I'm always running around.
Yeah, and I'm looking at one of them, Terry Dunn Chance, jousting with Japanese knotweed. I got a few thousand miles of that, it seems, in my backyard.
And she's really cool, too. When we first started speaking, if she would be able to come and present, I learned a lot about Japanese knotweed with a 45-minute conversation. So, very, very educational seminars that we have this season. And those are free with your general admission.
Ooh, that's, I like, so if anyone's got any other questions, you know, looking for more information, it's ctflowershow.com, ctflowershow.com. The 44th Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, kicking off Thursday, February 19th through Sunday, February 22nd at the Convention Center. Christy Gonzalez, president of the Northeast Expos, joining me this morning to talk about it. Christy, you know, if there's anything that, you know, that we want to spark people, because we have to wrap up, unfortunately. Time goes so quick when we speak. You know, from seed to harvest, like, what's the one thing when people come to the Flower and Garden Show that you want them to leave at the end of the weekend with?
Happiness and looking forward to spring. And just enjoying the weekend and enjoying their time with their friends and family.
I couldn't said it better. Spending time in the gardens, outdoors, growing plants, vegetables, doing some landscaping in your yard. You're just, you know, we always talk about curb appeal or, you know, if the housing market, but just driving up. I know the past couple of years I've been fighting to maintain my lawn. I finally got it like 95%. Still got a little bent grass in there, but struggling with that. It's just something when you drive up to your house at the end of a long day to see your yard, your flowers, your garden in the backyard, going out there picking a fresh tomato or some snow peas or, you know, an eggplant or that one zucchini you've missed and somehow it got to the size of a baseball bat. We've all been there. This is the time
to
start.
Don't hit your kids with it.
Yes. This is the time to start fantasizing about the spring. The Flower Show, the 44th Annual Connecticut Flower Show, ctflowershow.com, the Convention Center, February 19th through the 22nd. You know, there's the native plants and species that can be grown right here in Connecticut that just, they thrive in this area. So there's no better place to see it. Christy, thank you for joining me this morning, because it's an event like yours going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.